what are the most common symptoms? Can these change over time?
So the most common thing that I'm sure you've recognized with your own child is swelling of the feet and ankles, edema as it's known, and that's by far and away the most common problem. The problem of losing too much protein in the urine is also results in infections, as you know. And the laboratory findings that I talked about earlier, high serum cholesterol and low serum protein. The high cholesterol is not a consequence of what your child is eating. It's just that your child's liver is making up for the loss of serum protein in making too much cholesterol. The good news about minimal change disease is that with treatment, the whole process can be brought under control. And in fact, in some children, the disease can go away all by itself.